You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's supposed to be a football Friday, but that ain't happened. So we've got a lot to get to. TJ Lang changed his schedule because more of the useless youth sports he attends. He'll be here at 2:30 instead of 3:30. We have our normal program where the football will be by way of the picks. It will be by way of the Prop Bet Casino. It will be by way of a couple of one-segment deals. Lions playing Monday affords us that. The Tigers not losing in 2 months affords us that. But I do have to start with something. It's very important, Rico. Were you privy to David's performance before the show?
Yes, I was.
I have never in my life witnessed something like that. Apparently, the midday show was giving away Tiger tickets to the game tonight. And even after those tickets were given away, people wouldn't stop calling. And at one point, David slapped Kenny, which is an absolute HR violation, and he just goes, get the F out of my way. I'm going to handle this. David proceeds to, there's a full phone bank of calls. There's 11 people calling in, and he goes one by one, tickets are gone, thanks for calling. 97.1, tickets are gone, tough luck. 97.1, tickets are gone, sucker. 97.1, tickets are gone, bang, 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 bang. Phone bank empties. Yeah. It fills up again. David does it again. But he's changing his octave every time.
Changing the cadence, changing everything. Like, okay, well, no, you lost. Sorry. You lost. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Tickets are gone. Have a blessed day. Yeah. Tickets are gone. F your mom. Tickets are gone. I'm like,
did you think? Congratulations. You didn't win.
Right. It's like, what? But here's why that's relevant. Both that David is a psychopath and we were laughing our asses off. But it shows you how badly people want to be at this game tonight because I want to know if this is a fair way to open the show. It's not even a competition. It's a coronation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not losing. First of all, they're not missing the playoffs. Second of all, they're not losing. It's a coronation. Doesn't it feel like it's just a party that people want to be a part of?
Friday night? Yeah, absolutely. And you just hang out downtown, go to a restaurant, do whatever you want to do. Tonight feels like the night, especially because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. So let's get it in tonight.
Much like you at the dentist. 248-539-9797. Listen, very important. I would like to know from the people, though. Have you reached coronation phase? I mean, the Twins, we've been saying this for weeks. The Twins cannot win baseball games. They don't want to play baseball for money. I mean, last night. They were driving a clown car soaked in kerosene. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of delicious irony with Rod Allen on the call for the Marlins and Derek Hill and some of the other people that played a role in that disaster. How do you bunt into a double play? Twinning. So look, the moment is upon us. I mean, I would imagine the celebration is going to be hilarious tonight, both in the stands, but obviously in a clubhouse full of young players who no one expected much of or guys who really had no professional future. When you're rocking an ERA of 5.8, 6.5, 7.25 in the minors, you don't have a professional future.
You're right.
But you do here.
You're right.
Because it happened. So I'd like to know from you guys. Is tonight, look, if you're planning on going to the game, what would it take for you to sell your ticket? But is tonight just a party? Like, I can't wait to see the district full.
Get there early. Get there early because it will fill up.
Right. But I is it a coronation, not competition? I don't have any fear of anything going sideways. I do believe they're getting it done tonight. And it's just this wild thing of like people lining up for a pair of Tiger tickets. How long has it been since that?
I mean, Mike, you couldn't have told me what a month ago people would have this type of an excitement. I mean, we were just saying, hey, congratulations, you stayed relevant enough this summer. But there's no way you can go on this type of run because that means you would have to be this good. And that means the Twins would have to be that bad. Cut scene. That actually happened. And now you're right. It's almost to the point where the last time you've seen something like this was playoff tickets for the Lions last year, where near the end of the year, everybody had to get down to Ford Field. Everybody needed to be in the place because you waited so long for this team to do that. I think the same thing is going to happen here with the Tigers. Like this weekend, even if you can't make it to the game, you're just going to go downtown to say I was downtown and I was in the atmosphere.
I'd like to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. David, I'm sorry the tickets are gone. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, the tickets are gone. But here's what I'll say to you, Rico. And
Kenny, he saved you answering 27 phone calls.
But no, it was how
it was
did
the cadence
it.
That got me. It was the tickets are gone. Sorry. No, you suck. Goodbye.
Kenny, it was David coming around the corner saying, now it's my turn.
Right.
And he comes running from the back. Boop. Tickets are gone. Sorry. Tickets are gone. Sorry. Hey. Tickets are gone.
He looks at me. He's like, did you just give away tickets? I said, yes. He was like, oh, rubbing his hands together.
Congratulations. You didn't win.
Right. David, answer one call. I'm highly favored. You're not. Have a nice day. Unbelievable. But go ahead. David, where do you stand on this besides the fact the tickets are gone?
Here's what I think. I do think today is a coronation. It's going to be a celebration time. But there's one thing I disagree with you on, Rico, is that people are going to go downtown and just hang out even if they don't have tickets. This town is not like that.
Dude,
this,
the district is popping.
This town doesn't do the things they should do. It should be a day or a night and evening to celebrate and just hang out. They're not going to do it. It's only going to be people at the game that's going to celebrate. It's going to be no one. It's going to be an empty street.
David, I disagree. I think people will be down at the establishments. If they were able to brave the cold last year during the Lions playoff run, because it was brutal. But it was zero.
Dude, football's religion.
Right, but it's a weekend. It's nice. Yeah, you're going to go to all the little local establishments if you don't have a ticket just to say I was there. And the second that it's over, you're going to run over to Comerica Park and high five with anybody that you can see. You're going to take your photos. David, I think the people will be downtown for that. Like, Mike, I understand. Football's it was brutally cold. I remember that game. Like, oh, how in the world are people going to suffer through this? But they did because they wanted to see something. And you haven't seen winning like this for baseball in a long time. Yeah, it's not raining. You'll be down there.
Kenneth Cott, this was a night designed for somebody like you. This was a night where you're supposed to have slick back hair, Kenny, Hawaiian shirt, meth head, Magnum PI. Tonight was a night designed for you. Will you be gracing the patrons, the 1901 Society, with your presence?
I thought about it, Mike, and I still am on the fence. I might be downtown, but yes, this is a night designed exactly for somebody like me. And I'll tell you,
what's the issue? What's holding you back?
Oh, nothing. I just I'm house sitting for a family member, and it's a whole thing. It's a whole different side issue. But downtown,
no, it's not. To hell with them.
Okay.
So listen, what would it take to get you at the game tonight? Because if anyone should be there, it's you.
A ticket indoors would help, but. No, I think tonight's designed for a fan like me.
Are ticket prices tonight?
I don't know.
It out. I'd love to know.
I'll look. I'll go check.
Because again, with the way people call the midday show and David, 97.1, the tickets are gone.
I'll tell you this: when we give away Lions tickets, we get massive phone calls, massive amounts of phone calls. But today, this equaled a Lions Lions Sunday giveaway. Is Tiger tickets, which tells you how hot this ticket really is right now.
Find out what some of the cost of tickets are in seats you'd actually sit in, and we'll have a conversation. So we're going to get it started. We are going to talk some Tigers. We are going to do a little bit of football because I think David said one of the most heinous things I've ever heard, and especially from a pastor, but his view on Michigan State and Ohio State and what he's rooting for.
Yeah.
Here's a hint. Hospital bills. Truly embarrassing from an alleged leader of the black community.
I was born in the darkness.
Citizens of Gotham. David essentially wanted everyone's neck broken. That's what he's rooting
for. You merely adopted it. I was born in the dark.
I was born in the dark. Okay, then, David. Thank you. So, look, we're going to weave football into the mix. We do have Tiger topics, not only this coronation angle, but who is most... Not we always do most to blame. Who deserves most of the credit? Who's your Tiger, in essence? That old bit.
Is it...
Vote V-Mart.
Is it Avila or Avila?
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to the people in a second. We'll get some ticket texts as well. TJ will join us at 2:30. Get Derek Stevens later in the hour. We've got Prop Bet Casino, and we will try to do a little football. Obviously, Lions on a Monday night. It affords us all day Monday. But the Tigers are the story, and people, the reaction to Tiger tickets on the midday show just got me thinking about it. And it's like, all right, how expensive are tickets to tonight's game? And how many people are going down? And Rico's opinion, people will go down to just be around it or be near it. And it's a coronation. I don't think anyone believes they're losing tonight. It's destiny. And yes, we can get into who's most responsible and who's your Tiger and the whole bit and do it a little later. But let's kick it off. Go to John, see what's going on. Johnny, what's going on, buddy? John?
Yo, what's up, guys?
How you doing, Johnny? What's up?
Doing great, man. We got tickets for the game tonight. We got tickets through work, and they actually gave them to us near the end of June, you know, back when the team was not what we're watching right now. So we really lucked out, and, man, can't wait for the party, man. Looking forward to it.
And you're going down. What time are you getting down there?
Unfortunately, we got to work till 5.
Uh-oh.
And I'm running out the door from Ipsy to Detroit, baby.
Okay. And you listen, buckle up. That traffic's going to be a treat.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know.
Johnny, who do you give most credit for what has taken place?
Well, you know, it's tough not to say that it's all Hinch and Fetter. But to be perfectly honest, man, you watch these guys play. They're having fun. They believe in themselves. They believe in each other. I saw AJ Hinch smile for the first time ever. The other week when we got a win on the road at Kansas City. So there is something really nice over there, man. But I don't know.
Okay.
It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, I know I joke about it, but who's my Tiger? The Minnesota Twins. You don't get in if a team doesn't go essentially 12-26 their last 38 games. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You needed the Twins to have an epic free fall, and they did just that. In fact, they did more than that. They were so bad that they made it plausible for you to not only tie them or be near them, you had a multi-game lead on them. You can close them out and not even need the last couple games of the season. Who's my Tiger? The Twin Cities. Both Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's who.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we're talking about how fun it is and how much we can build on it, but it wouldn't mean anything in actual playoffs. Because if the Twins had been a couple games under 500, you're still nowhere close.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your Tiger?
Yeah.
The Twins. That's it.
Crossing your fingers, hoping to sweep the White Sox. Ah, I'm with you. I was going to say the Twins as well, but since you took them, I'm going to say Chris Fetter, because what you've done to not just the bullpen, the entire staff, Scooble is the given. Scooble, you know he's going to be good. But you took guys who shouldn't be this good, and you're making them this good because you're putting them in spots. You have them believing in themselves. It's almost like their pitching velocity is increasing because of the belief that they have. So I'm going to go with him because in every game, the Tigers are in it. I can't recall the last time they've just been blown out.
Go to Dylan, 97.1. What's up, Dylan?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Dylan.
What's up?
So unfortunately, I can't go to the Tigers game tonight, but I am going to go downtown. So I'm going to be going to the Red Wings preseason game instead, just so I can be in the atmosphere and kind of be around everything.
So you're going preseason Wings, and then you're going to mill around a little bit, check the score of the game, try to get around the stadium. Is that the move?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll have to make a couple donations to the church at MGM. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Gotcha. What are the prices, by the way? Dylan, did you try to buy tickets, or you're just committed to the preseason game?
I checked on secondary market a couple hours ago, and it was like, I think, $120 just to get into the building.
Jesus. So $120 to sit nosebleeds at a baseball game? Yeah, that's not for me. I mean, I get why people want to be there, but to me, you could have just as much fun at a bar. But I'm a different bird, I guess. All right. Nah, I mean, Kenny, nosebleeds, $120.
Yeah, I'll go down and hang out at the bars. I'm like you. That's not for me. For a baseball game, that's not for me.
No, it just doesn't feel the same as a Lions playoff game, where it's a football stadium. Baseball, nosebleeds. $120?
Yeah, but it's just saying that you were there because this has been so long.
Why does that matter to people? What are people, children?
What do you mean?
Oh, I was there. By the time this game ends tonight, 5 million people are going to claim they were at Comerica.
Mike, it's people always want to be included in a part of the action. You were there. Like when Verlander would throw no hitters and you could, I was at that game right. Where he threw this no-hitter. He did that.
But those are moments that just happen. Like tonight, you know they're going to go to the playoffs. I'd rather be interested in going to a playoff game. Oh, I was there when they clinched the playoffs.
Because this is guaranteed. There's no guarantee that they're going to go to the playoffs and win. But you do know tonight.
Just said it. Tonight's guaranteed. Oh,
BOGO.
Boy.
BOGO.
Tonight, you're going down there. Nice night. Yes, you're there.
Roberts.
You're going to be there. So, yeah, I think that's why, because you know, okay, it's going to be just a great feeling in downtown Detroit. You want to be a part of that.
Go to Douglas 97.1. Douglas, what's going on?
Hey, I'm going to be going down there. I don't have a ticket, but I'd much rather be spending my money about $100, $120 at the bar. Be with everyone. Detroit's back rocking.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
There's a level of community when you're watching it at a bar. The place will be packed. Everybody's pulling and rowing the same way. It's like, that to me is more fun than sitting nosebleeds at a baseball game.
100%. But the one thing I say is it could be very Tigers-esque that they lose to the White Sox. So
No.
Hey, the one thing we got is the worst team in baseball. So it's going to be a party. So I think bar over nosebleeds any day.
Yeah, I think Kenny's making the move there. Go ahead. What?
No, and I agree with that, because here's what could happen with people like Douglas and Kenny. If you're at the bar and you see what's about to happen, you can go and stand outside the gates of Comerica Park where, you know, technically you can either see or at least hear the final out of the game, celebrate, without paying the $120 or whatever it was to actually go inside the ballpark.
248-539-9797. Go to Elijah 97.1. What's up, Elijah?
Hey guys, how you doing? First time, long time.
Welcome. Hey. What's going on?
So I used to actually be a bat boy in 2011 to 2016. So I remember I got to sit on the field for, you know, World Series games, and I bought, you know, four tickets at $139 like a week ago for $50. They're going for like $400, $450 now. I'm going down there. I'm going to have a blast. Give me a good time. I'm with one of my old bat boy buddies.
I love it. Again, everyone's got a price, but no one's going to offer you remotely what it'll take to sell. And that's okay. You want to be there. You have a personal connection to it. You worked at the park. I get it.
It's got to be enough to basically pay my fees for the DAC so I can see from there. I think that's kind of the money I need.
That's it. There you go. You need someone to bribe you. You need someone to make you a godfather offer. Respectable. I have no problem with it.
Big time. Absolutely.
I have no issue with it. Look, just because somebody offers you above face, it's like when they do this airline crap. Hey, want to upend your day, knock it on your flight, and get home to your family for $150 Amazon ticket? You can blow it out your ass. I'm going home. But eventually that number goes up. and up. And the next thing you know, somebody's saying, my day, on my deathbed, I'll vaporize it for $1,200, $1,500. I've seen it go as high as $2,000. That's the highest I've seen.
I've seen as high as $1,000. At that point, I remember it was a woman ran off the plane saying, I'm headed to the Bahamas. It was because at that point, at $1,000, I was grabbing my bag like, okay, I'm going to, and she was just like, I'm going, like, wow. Okay. Yeah. So I've seen $1,000 where, yeah.
So like, what would it take to sell? It's all dependent on the person. But I understand if people don't want to sell. Like, who cares about $50 if you got a shot to go to the game? No, it's got to be something that's a difference maker. Meaning, you pay me enough that I give up my seat to this coronation tonight. It has to fully pay for a seat of my choosing at a potential playoff game. Potential. Because, again, there's no guarantee you're seeing the team again.
That's true.
248-539-9797. David, ticket text. What do we got?
Bought my tickets over last weekend, $30 a piece, right field. I did contemplate now about selling them.
What are tickets in Wright going for? Kenny, you got the Matrix up there? What do you got for me?
Someone else is saying, Mike and Rico, I'm taking my family on tonight, wife and three kids. Tickets worth $170 on StubHub, including fees.
Oh, you got to love the fees.
Looking at secondary market right now, Mike.
Yeah, give me the Kenny Drunk Patio. What are those costing?
I don't know about the Drunk Patio, but the lowest in Wright is like $130. It's between $130 and like $290. It's crazy. People, for right field.
People are jazzed.
Bleacher seats.
Kenny, I think your move is the bar.
I could spend half that at the bar and have just as good a time.
Yeah, bar, and then around the eighth inning, head over to the ballpark. And be there for the final out.
I mean, yeah, there's a couple of bars that are right there anyway. I think that might be the move.
Yeah.
I know a couple of my buddies are going downtown, so maybe I'll meet them down. That sounds like the move, I think. Wait a minute. I got this siren for having buddies. You didn't give the siren to the guy who says he was the bat boy or the ball boy or whatever he was. I have buddies. Siren.
You didn't tell me you were going to the game with Campy. Unbelievable. Gregory, I'm so sorry.
Don't you dare call that man my buddy.
I sure love Jack Golke.
Aren't you hanging out with Mark Ryan this weekend?
Like hell. Not in this lifetime or the next. 248-539-9797. David, go ahead. And then TJ might stumble in here. We'll see.
My Tiger is whoever put Baez on the IR. I need some more Bane from Mike and Rico. Wow, John in East Lansing. And then someone says, high school homecoming season could affect some people getting down there tonight.
No, it won't.
No. Oh, yeah, if you got to take pictures of your kid.
Bad hell with them. See you later. Let me know if you won.
It's not prom.
No, not the game, like the, you know, the dance and the. No, but people treat it like prom now.
I didn't last week.
Okay.
Just take them. Send them. Bye.
Well, you're cut from a different cloth, David.
Hey, the tickets are gone. Thanks for coming.
Jesus. Trust me, I've seen people go all out for a kindergarten graduation.
2-4, that's the last grade Kenny graduated.
You just off the top rope with everybody today. Jesus. And read your spot. I'm leaving.
All right, 97.1, TJ joining us at a special dispensation here because he's got a useless hockey tournament to go to. So, TJ, welcome in. Are you calmer now? The Tigers' coronation begins tonight?
Oh, yeah. My God, it's been a heck of a month.
How are you not going? That's what we all want to know.
Good question. Yeah, kids, man. You know.
They ruin everything.
Yeah, kids.
Oh, Rico, hi.
Yes.
Going to do the Pride Bet Casino?
Oh, yes. I wanted to welcome TJ. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Before you
good
two
to see
got,
you too, Rico.
You know, got a room. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, sorry. Hey, Bleep Hole's here, and it's time for the Prop Bet Casino. You're right. We don't welcome our guests in. We just start the segment. Who's that voice? Oh, it's TJ.
No, hey,
should have came in at 2:45.
Hey, TJ, how are you?
And there's no interest in seeing me today.
All right, here you go. All right, here's TJ. Let's do the picks.
Okay. Congratulations, Mike. You may have had the best week ever in Prop Bet Casino. You missed three.
I'll take it.
That was it.
So it,
I'm off the schneid.
We were done counting as soon as I was like, yep, nobody's beating Mike. Mike's got the winner. So this week, let's start off in Ann Arbor. Alex Orji completed passes over, under 7.5.
I have to believe it's over because they have to begin finding out even if he can be incrementally better. I will say over.
Kenny.
I will say, see, when you said the number out loud, I think I said 6 in my head, so I'll say under, but just by a little.
They say
TJ. Alex Orji completed passes.
Oh, you're here. First I've ever participated.
You're not eye candy. Answer the question.
Under. Yeah, I think they're going to run the ball 60 times.
You got to do it the right way. You got to go, well, oh, that's a good one.
Again, that's, wow. Wow, 7. Oh, man.
You going under?
Gun to my head, I'm going to take the under.
All right. David.
Completions. Yeah, they will try. Mike's right, they will try, but he can't complete a pass, so under.
I'm going to go under as well, so Mike's on an island with that. Khalil Mullings, touchdowns over under 1.5.
I'm going to go over. He's the best running back on the team. He's the better goal line back. He's a more physical back. Over.
What was the number again, Rico?
1.5.
Oh, that's such a good number.
Oh, come on.
What about Dono?
Dono.
Roberts.
Give me the over.
Over.
I'm going to take the under because I feel like this is going to be a game where they try to get Donovan Edwards more involved. I think they have like an issue with people thinking Khalil Mullings is better, you know, against a bad team in Minnesota. I think they're going to force the ball to Donovan.
TJ, we're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I'll take under.
Yeah, because then they would have to admit that even though he's on the cover of a video game, he's not the best.
I have already explained to you.
I know.
Okay, keep it moving.
I know. Michigan total points scored in the game, over under 23.5.
I'm going to go over. I just don't. Look, Iowa ran it on Minnesota. I don't imagine Minnesota's going to have a good amount of time of possession. I'll go slightly over, but I'll say over.
I had a couple of field goals in this game, so I'm going to say under, but not by that much.
Please, God, let it be over. Over.
Yeah, I'm taking over. Yeah.
It's very verbose, TJ. Thank you.
Do I have to give a reason? I just
No, over. No, no, over. Darius Taylor, running back for Minnesota, local Detroit kid, over under 45.5 rushing yards.
Over. He's too good to be held under that. Jesus. Even if it takes 18 carries.
Well, Iowa kept him at under 40. So just so a full disclosure.
I think Iowa's defense is better than Michigan's.
Okay.
Don't you? No?
Well, just up front, though.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Kenny, go ahead.
Yeah, they were pimping Michigan's defense at the beginning of the season, but I'll say over. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, good. Now you're talking. Let's go with over. Detroit kid. Want him to have a good day.
For the sake of disagreeing, I'll go under.
Like TJ, I'm going to say under because I think they're going to be behind. They're going to have to throw the ball a lot.
That's what I was going to say.
Aiden Childs turnovers. Let's go to Michigan State. Aiden Childs turnovers over under 2.5.
Well, that's a lot.
Under. Because if he gets to 2, I want him benched. Under.
You said turnovers, not just interceptions.
Correct.
I'll
fumbles. Yeah, whatever.
Give me the over.
Turnovers. Which include interceptions. Yeah, he'll have 4. So over.
Oh. I take the under. You got to figure out at some point, you know, the emphasis of taking care of the football has got to get through at some point.
I'll take the under. I'll take the under. Well, wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, over under 79.5 receiving yards.
Over.
Yeah, over.
Under.
Is Nick Marsh playing?
He should.
Okay, I'll take the under then.
But he plays for Ohio State.
Oh, wait. Who are you talking
Jeremiah
about?
Jeremiah Smith.
Oh.
Hey, it wasn't me this time.
Jeremiah. I'll stick with
the
under.
The freshman wide receiver for Ohio State.
You didn't prepare me for this, all right?
You're good. You're good.
You just coin, like to make fun tails. Of this segment. It ain't going, so funny
it's
now.
It's a hell of a line. I'm going to take the under. Slightly.
It's a hell of a line.
I'm going to go over. Longest play of scrimmage, over under 59.5 yards.
Under. I think it's going to rain. I think they'll kick our ass, but I think they'll do it like gentlemen. It'll just be 13 play drives versus 1.
Yeah. I was thinking under. I'll go under.
I'll go over.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And then Bane will come out.
I kind of want to take the over. I think Michigan State's going to need some I think Michigan State might have a chance. Some sort of sorcery, a trick play, a reverse pass.
I'm going to go over. Michigan State total points or the amount of runs the Tigers score on Saturday and Sunday.
Whoa, great number, Rico. Give me choice A.
Okay.
Tigers going to clinch tonight and fall asleep the next 2 days.
Mike's going victory for MSU. All right.
Yeah, Tigers offense has been suspect all season long. I'll go MSU.
We score 10, Tigers score 9. 38-10 final.
Yeah, I'll go Michigan State here.
I'll take Tigers. I don't think Michigan State gets over 10. I think Tigers do.
I'm going to, for my own sanity, go with MSU. Monday night game. Monday night's game. More receiving yards, Jackson Smith Njigba or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Wow, great number. I'm going to go Amon-Ra. They'll get him his matchups. They'll get him in the middle of the field. They'll get him away from Witherspoon. You'll have the ability to. I'm going Amon-Ra.
Yeah, this, I think, for me is my Amon-Ra breakout, big breakout game. I'll go Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'll go JSN here.
I'll go JSN too. I think this is more of a Sam Laporta and maybe a big receiving day for Jahmyr Gibbs coming out of the backfield as well.
Oh, someone's got intel.
Yeah. I'm going JSN as well. I think it's just going to be a matchup problem for the Lions. Over Hater. Under J-Mo touchdowns, 0.5.
I mean, just on a probability level, you pick under. It's hard to score a touchdown every game as a receiver, especially a guy who doesn't have a huge target share. Under.
For no football reason other than I want it to happen, I'm going to say, perfect. That's right.
There we go. Over.
Under.
I think he scores. Yeah. Seattle plays a lot of one high.
Just got done saying it's a Gibbs-Laporta game, okay, and now you're picking this.
Give me one catch for 40 yards? I can see that.
Under.
This man is a menace.
DK Metcalf, touchdown, over under, 0.5.
Over. Dude's built like a transformer.
Under.
Yeah, I'll go under as well.
I'll take over because I think the Lions are going to win big, and Seattle's going to have to throw the ball a lot.
Oh.
Jared Goff, rushing yards, over under, 7.5.
I'm going to go under. Mobile Goff season specializes 6 yards and under.
I genuinely, behind the glass, did the, ooh, that's a good number, because I was thinking 6 or 7. I'll go over because it's Mobile Goff season.
That's right.
I'll go over as well.
It goes Lamar, Anthony Richardson, Mobile Goff.
Jalen Hurts.
I'll go under. I think he gets to 8 or 9 and then goes below that number with some kneel downs at the end of the game.
Oh. I'm going to go under as well. Jared Goff interceptions, over under 0.5.
Under. It has to stop.
Yes, for my sanity, under.
What's that number again?
0.5.
Yeah,
will
over.
He throw one?
Over.
A yes or no question. I'm with Mike. I think it's got to be an emphasis this week. We got to take care of the football. I can't beat this team throwing interceptions. I'll take the under.
All right. And 18 top 25 games this week. Over under upsets in college football, top 25, 3.5.
Is this spread or is this
he's talking
ranking.
Just straight up.
Just
like
ranking.
Yeah. Upsets.
Okay. Upset. This team beat
Notre
that
Dame's
team.
They're higher, singing the, but they're
singing the fight. Who sings the fight song?
Okay. Gotcha.
What do you got?
I'll take the over. Yeah, I think there's some good teams ranked higher that are the favorite.
Kenny.
The most important ranked game of the weekend takes place.
No one cares.
In Tuscaloosa, I'm taking the under.
Under.
I'm going to go over.
I bet you are.
Well, all right, that's it. That's your Prop Bet Casino, 97.1.
All right, so we do this every week at this time. TJ joins us for this segment. We talk to our man in Vegas, Mr. Derek Stevens. And TJ has an airing of the grievances, Derek. TJ would like to speak
Derek,
to you.
That is absolutely false. Yeah, I do want to know what's going on with UNLV's quarterback, though. You're out there in Vegas. Give us a little lowdown on what happened out there.
Oh, God, that story kind of went crazy. So, yeah. So, anyway, you know, obviously we all know this quarterback, after three games, decides to leverage it up. So, we had a couple of our guys. You know Mike Palm out here. Like, why don't you call over to UNLV and say, we'll sponsor. We'll give you the $100,000 to keep the quarterback. So Mike calls over to UNLV, and UNLV, the administrators we talked to said, hey, we want nothing to do with this guy, but we appreciate the offer. How about we meet in the offseason and talk about NILs going forward, but not for this guy? Mm. Like, oh, okay.
But when it happened, I mean, Derek, look, from a sports book perspective, I mean, you see Sluka quit. Their backup is another 1AA All-American. You saw the line. I think it was Fresno getting three. It was UNLV favored. It's bounced around. Like, how do you pick the value of player A is not playing, and we don't have any Division I tape on player B? How do you go about listing a number?
So what happened was, we were to five, and a couple of pretty respected individuals came out and said, hey, we like the backup quarterback more. That when Sluka was out, their starting quarterback, the line went up to a six. Well, now it's come back down. UNLV, we're hanging at 2.5. So it's been all on the dog since then. But you're right, Mike. I mean, you really can't make a good determination. You have to allow the market to take over. But initially, the thought was the backup quarterback was better. I mean, the starting quarterback, I mean, his stats weren't that great. He was a running quarterback. He was a run first, throw secondary type of guy. And then that's why it was so baffling that this guy decided he's going to make a lot more by holding out and having, you know, saving his one last senior season.
Hey, Derek, I look at the line, like, Miami is playing tonight. You got Alabama hosting Georgia. Has this hurricane affected any games? And if so, what's been the biggest game that the weather has affected?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna. It's affected everything relative to totals. It's just been pretty well across the board. It's been under money coming in all week, anywhere from Florida up to New York. It's just been under. Now it looks like the storm's moved to the north, and effectively as it's cleared out, then you're seeing some over money come back in to pull the number back up. But I can tell you from the house perspective, anything that falls close to the number this week, it's going to be a bad day for the house, because there's going to be multiple games where the house gets middled this week.
Let's talk Lions, Monday Night Football. Look, Seattle's kind of had their number. The NFL, it's been wild this year with underdogs winning outright. What are you seeing on that one? Is Seattle getting some play here because of what they've done to the Lions and they've gotten out to a hot start, or are the Lions continuing to be just a freight train of a public team?
You know, that freight train ended this week. I mean, we opened a 4.5. We immediately got hammered with Seattle money, went to a 4, stayed at a 4 and a solid number for a while. But now it's come down to a 3.5 now. So the Seattle money continues to come in, both on the point spread as well as on the money line. And I think you nailed it. I mean, it just happens to be the historical matchup, and that's why you're seeing Seattle money.
Derek, Denver, New York Giants, the Carolina Panthers, and the LA Rams all won last week. What's that survivor pool looking like?
Holy smokes. You know, we started off with over 13,200 entries. Last week was another week where the top four selections in Circus Survivor all went down.
Oh my God!
So the Circus Survivor is now down to 642 entries left. That's it out of the 13,000. We're only going into week four. It's unprecedented. 95%. Of the entire Circus Survivor pool has been knocked out after week three.
Derek, what's the earliest this thing's ever been down to one person?
Well, it's never happened. So this is the fifth year of Circus Survivor, and every single year it's gone the distance. You've had to go undefeated. You know, maybe this year it doesn't happen. You know, it could be the way things have been knocked, not, you know, people have been knocked out. But, you know, I would say the first 3 weeks have also been very unique in the NFL this year. You know, we haven't had a double-digit favorite in the first 3 weeks. That hasn't happened in decades. I mean, this first 3 weeks of selecting teams has been very difficult. I think it's going to start getting easier. You know, we got our first double-digit favorite of the year on the board with the 49ers, you know, this weekend. So there's going to be a few more double-digit favorites coming up.
Derek, we appreciate it. We will talk to you next week as things roll along. We get some great Big Ten matchups coming up as well. We'll talk to you in a week, okay?
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Go Tigers. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. You got it. Derek Stevens of Circa. Yeah, the NFL makes no sense. That's really the headline. Nothing in the first 3 weeks makes any sense.
I was just laughing at the whole, hey, we'll pay this guy $100,000. Nah, we're good. Keep your money. Let's talk in the offseason.
What's really, really interesting about it, too, is so like Sluka put the team on his back. He's kind of like Drew Stanton. He runs like a drunken sailor. He just bounces off people. Like if you go watch the game, they beat Kansas right. as a 10-point dog. Sluka carried it like 23 times. He can't pass for bleep. So the backup, there was a competition. They got two 1AA kids. Sluka was from Holy Cross. Haj Malik Williams was from Campbell. And they battled it out. But Derek's not wrong in that, like, a lot of people thought Haj Malik Williams was going to win that gig.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to be okay. But, like, I always wonder, how the hell, like, how do you quantify, hey, TJ Lang's dead this week? Like, does that move the line a point?
Well, I mean,
Frank Ragnow's out. Does that move the line a point? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you have UNLV players openly saying, hey, you know what? The other guy was our quarterback anyway. We like him more. Kind of tells me they're ready to rally around him. Now, the Ragnow thing, I
was just making a point. It's very hard to quantify. We look at things differently. So, like, you'll see lines in the NFL when a quarterback is ruled out. Example, like Malik Willis versus Jordan Love. A lot of people are saying there's not really a 2 or 3 point difference between the two. But on surface, like TJ, me, and you look at it and go, dude, Jordan Love's awesome. Malik Willis is terrible. Mm-hmm. Books don't look at it that way. It's just a different thing.
Yeah.
And college, it's a whole different world because the lines are wacky.
Well, and it's position specific too, right?
Yeah.
Quarterbacks tend to make a bigger impact.
I want to ask you about Frank Ragnow next. It'll be the one football thing we do today before you depart for awful youth sports.
Can't wait.
People, I just want to tell you, TJ, not happy about having to go to this hockey event today. I can tell you factually. He's going to put a brave face on. He's going to play the role of American dad, but he is not happy. And I speak the truth.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.